With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The White House is distancing itself from comments made by one of the members of the left-wing squad.
After losing her primary this week, Missouri Congresswoman Cori Bush issued a warning to a top pro-Israel PAC that opposed her. She denounced the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, known as APEC, and said, "I'm coming to tear down your kingdom." At the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre took issue with the language, calling it inflammatory and divisive. Bush is the second member of the liberal squad to lose a re-election bid this year. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Taylor Swift's concerts in Austria have been canceled following arrests connected to an alleged Islamic terror plot. Austrian officials said two suspects were taken into custody Wednesday, suspects who pledged allegiance to the Islamic State. Swift was scheduled to perform Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with each concert expected to draw 65,000 fans, with another 10,000 to 15,000 outside. Three little girls were stabbed and killed in the UK while attending a Taylor Swift dance class, stabbed by a 17-year-old whose parents immigrated from Rwanda. As the November elections near, so does the battle to follow Mitch McConnell.
Interviews with more than a dozen GOP senators in recent weeks cast the race between John Cornyn of Texas, John Thune of South Dakota, and Rick Scott of Florida as wholly undecided. Among the factors making senators hesitate to openly endorse a candidate, A, more candidates might still hop in the race, B, members want to see how the Senate elections shake out, and C, they want to see who the president will be come January. Winning the secret ballot GOP leadership vote will require winning over the majority of the conference. That means there could be multiple rounds of voting, with the lowest vote-getter dropping out until one senator garners sufficient support. The real X factor is a potentially large core of new Republican senators who might be joining the conference after.
The ACLU is suing a Christian school.
Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, fired a male employee when he announced that he would begin living as a woman, and the American Civil Liberties Union has filed suit. The man had only worked for Liberty a couple of months before making his announcement, causing some to wonder if his employment was just a calculated effort to get the university in court. Religious institutions are generally exempt from anti-discrimination law in hiring. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New federal rules designed to promote transgenderism among students at public schools and colleges are in effect now, but only across about half the nation. Courts have temporarily blocked enforcement in 25 states and hundreds of individual colleges and schools. The Biden administration's rules are aimed primarily at Republican-majority states, which have banned sex change operations on kids. Those states have also barred males from using female bathrooms. This is SRN News. Israel braces and remains on edge ahead of anticipated Iran retaliation. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Tension is rising, fear building. As the Middle East awaits what could be a massive retaliation against Israel in the aftermath of the assassinations of two notorious terror proxies, Hamas's Ismail Haniya and Hezbollah's Fuad Shukra. A major diplomatic plea to Iran is underway as governments ask that civilians not be targeted. For their part, the terrorist organizations appear to be messaging that whatever is planned is not intended to push the region into a violent abyss, a suggestion none of the parties put much faith in. Governments are ordering diplomats home while on the street, Russia is believed to be playing a role in keeping the lid on. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.